it up. We here at 237, No Place Like Home. Catch us on the stoop. But this week, we have the lovely...
Kai Kelly.
From?
Oh, Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. The Hip Hop Closet.
That's right, the Hip Hop Closet. The Hip Hop Closet. You know, that's a regular though.
Hip hop closet.
I'm yes, the hip hop closet.
Yeah.
Now, I grew up in this thing called hip hop. So I got to see some of the things that went on in hip hop. What makes you guys so unique to the hip hop culture?
Wow. Dang, you starting off hard.
Oh, okay. Let's backtrack.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Let's backtrack.
So I'll be going home like, oh damn, I should have said this. I should have said this.
Well, you know, you only up the block.
Right, you can
always double back.
True. Okay.
So let's start with where you went to school at.
I went to school in Brooklyn. I went to elementary school at 307,
okay.
Went to Satellite West, went to Brooklyn Tech, and then I went to HU, Howard University, D.C.
Nice. Ooh, Howard.
I went to Howard, yeah.
So you got you the HBCU experience.
Yes.
Was it very important to what you wanted to do with schooling and everything?
You know, honestly, I never really thought about it. My brother took me to homecoming. He had, like, his girlfriend had a cousin that was going to Howard. And so my college tours were way different. It was like, okay, I'm going to take you over there. Like, you know, I know somebody that go over there.
Yeah.
And I was like...
So that's like, what big brothers do.
Yeah.
That's what big brothers do.
His girlfriend, shout out to Ty. She's in town this weekend. I'm going to take her around. But...
Oh.
I went to homecoming and I was like, yo, I called my homegirl. I was like, we going to Howard.
So you brought a few Brooklynites with you.
She never made it. No.
Oh.
She went to Hampton.
Oh, well.
I'm the HBCU. I still love y'all. Like, you know, I'm HU all day, Howard.
See, this is what people say about us Brooklyn folks, that we got such an attachment to Brooklyn, but HU in the building,
Yeah.
My son goes to Excellence, and he was in Howard class, that was the homeroom class.
Oh, okay.
And they used to say, HU, you yeah, know.
Yep.
I was like, oh, okay.
It's important to plant those seeds early. Like, yes. I remember my daughter's school took her on a college tour when she was in the fifth grade
to
Brown University, and I saw, like, a total shift in her. Like, they told them, you know, if you want to go to college, you start early prepping for that.
Yeah.
You know, she got a full scholarship now.
Oh,
she's at
congratulations.
HBCU, so, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm paying for college, so I'm saying congratulations.
I mean, I'm going to pay for the next one. Yeah.
So, how did you guys start the closet?
The hip hop closet. So we started, it was my brother's idea.
Oh.
I was working as an engineer in California, actually, because that's my degree, civil engineering. And he came to me with this idea, and I'm like, what you talking about? Like, even though I was building the infrastructure for the internet at the time. Mm. Like, that's what my job was. And he was like, we need to sell clothing and accessories online. And I'm like, what? How you do that? Like, I didn't even have a computer, nothing. Like, I didn't know anything. So I was like, all right, bet. I'm going to go back to Cali because I was home for holiday vacation. And I was like, I'm going to go back to Cali, do some research and see what he's talking about. I did some research. I was like, yo, son, you're onto something. Yeah, like, you know, the numbers was numbering. Like, I was like, oh, let's do it. So I bought a computer and then we just started doing the research on how do we actually do this. And I was like, you know, we should sell hip hop clothing because there was a void in the market. This was 1997 when we started the process. We actually opened in 98. It was December of 97 when he came to me with the idea, and then we were open by the summer of 1998.
That was right. That's right.
Man,
I was 2 years old.
I don't know about that. But I appreciate it. 2 years old. I appreciate it. That's over. Whoa.
25. This is our 25th anniversary year.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 25.
Wishing you 25 more and then some.
Thank you.
Lord have mercy. 25.
Yeah.
And you sell accessories.
We sell everything.
Yeah, but you sell accessories.
Yes.
Now, back in the days, I mean, you know, when hip hop was early, they used to do the brass name buckles.
Oh yeah, yep.
Not the ones with the frame on them.
Yeah,
the ones just that the just ones, your letter.
Just the letters, yeah, yeah. We don't do those yet.
All right. I'm gonna give you some time to get those.
Because
I was like, I've been looking. I was like, I want a new name belt.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
the one with the frame, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm like, I want
the one with just the name without.
Yeah,
the frame.
With just the letters.
Just the name, just the letters.
Yeah. And it was brass looking.
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I'm
more
saying?
Brassy. Yeah.
yeah.
The ones now are a little chrome more shiny. Yeah. They're really chrome. They're like the 2023 version. Yeah.
and I got one. I must say.
Yeah.
But you know, but so. Your brother, very influential,
mm-hmm.
and you know this in the hip hop closet. You know, what's your brother's name?
Malik.
You want to say what's up, man?
Word.
Congratulations, wishing you more success. Also, you know, that whole closet, and it seems like it's always a blessing to be able to do business with family. You know, because we get the narratives about, you know, you can't do business with family,
right.
friends and family. You know. It has to be, and I'm sure it has its trying moments.
Oh, absolutely. I've fired him many times. Like one day he came in, so I was like, "What you doing here?" He was like, "I work here." It was a joke. It's, you know, you have your moments, and it's like any relationship, you know. Yes. If you know what the end goal is, and everybody's, you know, stronghold on what the end goal is gonna be, then you work towards it, and any differences you figure out how to resolve them.
But you weren't having no other way.
Right, yeah, yeah.
What's up?
Man, I don't know if you guys know this, but she got on bamboo earrings. Huh? Like my man L said. At least two pairs of Fendi bag and a bad attitude. Right, well, I'm sorry. I got a little off track. Oh, okay.
No, it's all good.
Yeah. So, now, what, I mean, because you grew up in the culture, so, you know what I'm saying, I'm sure that just the love for the culture is what gravitated you to help, you know, get in with your brother and y'all for you guys to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What's some of the you know, some, because if I'm not mistaken, you guys do Sherlins.
Yes, yeah, we do custom Sherlins. They're handmade in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Yep. They're handmade in Brooklyn.
Man, because I've been wanting to say I want a new Sherlin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to come there.
You have to come because it's high quality. Like, it's not no bullshit. It's real.
We got to come there. And can we just walk in?
You have to make an appointment.
Okay, make an appointment.
You have to make an appointment. Because, I mean, we started out as an internet company. So mm-hmm. We're still strong in that area where we're shipping and, you know, like doing stuff all day long. We make t-shirts, mm-hmm. you know, like it's still a showroom. And so we still are doing stuff, mm-hmm. you know. So most of the shopping we'd like for it to take place online. And then if you need to come in to try something on, pick something up, then, you know, you make your appointment, you come in. We'd like to give you the attention you need, you know, when you coming in. But we're also in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and you need a pass to come on the
campus. Okay.
So that's really the main reason. Like, you do need credentials. Like, there's a security guard and everything, so you need to be able to come up.
So it all makes sense.
Yeah. It all works itself out.
And it keeps, you know, some of the less desirables in, you know.
Right. You know, people that are just like window shopping, you know, just like want to look around and not, you know, so.
Man, I want a bomber jacket. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Because, you know, we was looking for, of course, we was Avarex, Pele kind of guys.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know. That, and of course, the Sherlin was a big part of the hip hop culture.
Yeah,
you know,
coat ever.
Yeah,
You know what? Now, what's the difference? I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
What's the difference between a Sherlin and a sheepskin?
Okay, so.
Oh, she got the answer too. She like, yo, don't you ain't throwing nothing in my way.
Yeah, no, because I actually did a whole video on this, and like, Sherlin is just a style. You know, like, they're essentially both the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sherlin is a style of a coat. So, but people use it into, you know, like, intertwining, you know, like, they use it for the same thing. But really, they're the same thing.
So, Sherlin would feature, would it feature, like, more fur? Or, like, what is the, how would they separate it?
So, a sheepskin is really just the skin of a sheep, mm-hmm. you know. Oh. A Sherlin is more like it's shaved down, you know. It's like a more refined style sometimes, yeah. you know. So it you know it depends.
It depends.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But they're one and the same. You can use the word interchangeably.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like sheepskin, it sound more masculine. Sherlin.
Right. Sherlin is a little more like, you know, like maybe like a woman's coat.
Yeah, sheepskin. It sound like it.
That's what happens when you get you know, when they sit down and get bougie, they call it a sheepskin because. I mean, Sherlin, because when we was growing up, everybody wanted a sheepskin.
Yeah, sheepskin.
But, you know, I guess, you know.
And sheepdog, like, who would call it, like, you know, like, I feel like they would say that in Philly and stuff, or maybe uptown, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But, you know, they always try to come up with their own lingo.
Right, exactly.
You know, but, yeah, I'm coming to get a Sherlin. I'm definitely coming to get a Sherlin.
Come and get it.
Now. You guys have worked with a lot of people, yeah. and at your space, not only do you have clothes and you do Sherlins, you guys also do events.
We do. Yeah. So it was probably like around 2016, and you know, we started to see a decline in business. And it was like, you know, with every business, it's cyclical and you have to figure out how do I reinvent myself. And I went through this program. You know, my background is engineering. So I don't necessarily have like a real business mind. You know, everything that I've figured out, I've learned on my own.
Hands on.
And my engineering background helped me with that because it was like I'm a processes person. Like I could figure something out, I'll solve a problem, I'll create a, you know, that's me. That's what I like to do. And that's what you need in business. Yeah. So that was my strong point, but marketing and sales, it's like, what's that? Like what you mean I gotta sell it? I told them how to get it. Like, now I gotta convince them to get it.
Yeah, right.
And when we first started out, we had like the perfect like storm where literally it's probably like 6 months in, we got shouted out on MTV by June Ambrose. Russell Simmons and Diddy were all sitting there, and June Ambrose was like, the perfect place to shop for hip-hop clothing is Hip-Hop Closet. That ran for a week straight on MTV.
Yeah,
you don't get that type of business, that type of advertisement and endorsement, you know, ever. Business. So that like catapulted us, so I never had to do anything.
Especially people that
for those people that don't know, Miss Rose is like, who is, because you know, Diddy, we know who is
stylist to the stars, to like the number one players in the game, in the hip-hop game.
Okay.
And so, you know, when that happened, we just got a lot of business. And also, we were in a space where nobody was in. Nobody was selling clothing online, like hip-hop clothing online. Mm-hmm. And we took it a step farther. We were selling magazines. We were selling mixtapes. We don't do that anymore. No mixtapes anymore.
See,
that's a long time. Yeah, you don't even need a mixtape anymore.
I mean, but...
You can curate a playlist on
that. That's true.
So... You know, we were bringing the streets of Brooklyn to the world. So like New York was not our consumer, like, because we could go anywhere and get it. Yeah. Like nobody's gonna order online when they can go right downtown Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So we went to the Magic Show, which is a convention that you go to get accounts with all of the major clothing lines. Everybody told us no. They were like, no, we don't sell online, because this was also a time when people's styles were getting stolen and right. So, you know, they were very, you know, like, you know, close, you know, right. Like they didn't want to show their stuff. So we were like, all right, bet. Well, we went to the stores. We were like, listen, what's old here is brand new in the rest of the world.
Yes.
So we were shipping to Australia. That was our number one out of the U.S. Market.
Oh. And
so that's how we like really got started. Like,
yeah, I got a lot of stuff in that closet.
WooWear was like one of our first accounts where we would go out to the Staten Island and get stuff from there, and you know, just they would give it to us at a discount, buy stuff on sale, and just mark it up. You know, like that's like a big model now. Like that. But that's how we really got started before things kind of picked up and people were, you know, like selling the online clothing stores.
Man, all I know is it's a lot of history. WooWear, if I'm not mistaken, I do see you with, because I think April Walker, like those are, you know, those were, especially, talking about MTV, you know, all of those are older, like you guys really were in part of the foundation.
Yeah.
Of
we
hip-hop.
Were pumping that to the world. Like we were on front stage, like after that, and then, and so we didn't have to do any marketing because all of these brands were doing the marketing.
Gotcha.
And I, like I said, once again, I figured out how to come be organic on the search, like come first up, you know,
what's that,
Google,
the SO? What's that
SO, called? Search engine optimization.
What's going on? Yes.
Yeah, so figured out how, when if they typed in any of these brands, we were number one.
Mm.
FUBU, Sean John, Rock-A-Wear, Fat Farm, none of them had a website.
Mm.
So everybody was coming to us.
Wow. Oh man, you know, I probably bought some stuff and ain't
you
even realize it. I didn't know Rock-A-Wear didn't have a
Yeah, we were getting fan mail for these places and everything. It was a wild time. But yeah, and then when people started to realize, because then we won like an award from VH1, and then that's when everybody started to realize, oh wait, there's money over there.
Mm.
And you know, so people started to
gravitate,
you know, get into it. And meanwhile, we still didn't have the expertise we needed to figure out how to scale up and how to market and how to sell and, you know, all of that stuff. So things started to decline, and I got into this business program through the Navy Yard, because they're very good with, like, you know, they want businesses to grow. Like, that's all they're about, is they want to help figure out how to give you the resources you need to grow. So I got into this business program, and I just had this vision, and I was like, we need a spot to bring the brand to life. You know what it is? I didn't have a vision. I fell out of a rabbit hole. I love a rabbit hole. And I was coming back from King's Dominion and Busch Gardens.
Okay.
And I was like, who owns Busch Gardens? You know, like some brand. I'm a nerd. Like, I love a good rabbit hole.
Man.
So I'm like Googling. I'm like, who owns Busch Gardens? And I found out that Busch Gardens is owned by Anheuser-Busch. They started it to promote the beer. Like, it was like a playground for the beer. So I'm like, oh, that's what I need. I need a hip-hop closet playground, so to speak, where people have a place to go, bring the brand to life, and you could do all of these things that are related to your hip-hop lifestyle.
Well, so, hip-hop is ingrained in your blood.
Yes, yeah.
Now, early hip hop, you know, now hip hop is, you know, the rappers, you know, they have catapulted when it comes to capital and making the money. But early hip hop, it was a different hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, they actually, I'm not gonna say they didn't tell stories, because these guys that's telling their stories are telling their stories.
Right.
But early hip hop, because, you know, now they call it the neighborhood, or we call it short for hood.
Right.
But when we grew up, it was the ghetto.
Right. Yeah.
So it was a whole different language of a song back then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever do any rapping, break dancing?
I did not. Oh, my brother,
okay.
One of my brothers, I have two brothers actually.
Okay.
my oldest one, who's my business partner, he was a DJ.
Oh.
Yeah, so he would DJ all my birthday parties, like all the school parties, everything. Yeah. He was the DJ. And then my, we have a brother in between us. He was actually a rapper. He actually had a very popular song and was on tour overseas. It went gold. It's, yeah, so.
Good for him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he tried to get me on the road with him, and I was like, I don't know about that.
So she what, cuzzo? So she what? She.
No, I'm saying this is natural for her.
You know, yeah. This the hip hop. This yeah. thing is. This is. You was born for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I do. And first of all, my cousins over at Sophia and Grace, they provided us with some cookies.
These are delicious cookies. Like so. And like mad flavors in here. There's something with like. What is that?
That look, I like just know it's strawberries flakes, and look like a syrup and cornflakes.
Some snickerdoodles in there, like yes. Some sprinkles going on. Like,
yeah,
that's good.
Y'all have to check her out.
Yes.
Sophia and Grace.
Yes.
Ralph Avenue.
Yes. And we.
I love gifts.
Well, you know, we put it in a box like this.
I
this
love
is,
that.
This is food for our soul because yes. This is where, you know. So
I love that so much.
First of all, because you know,
yay!
We love hip hop, and don't forget down there that the Roman numerals for all y'all, because we used to do cursive and we used to do Roman numeral. That is 1973.
I love that.
And this one is
she gets two?
Yeah, she gets two. She gets two. She gets two. That's what I'm talking about. Because you know what I'm saying. This is from. where you from?
Fort Greene.
Talk about it.
Yes,
the fort.
Thank you so much. Wow. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for coming and chopping it up with us.
I got a little something over
there. Oh, so. Okay. You want me to reach over there and get it?
Yes, thank you. So this is from my girl Yarilla. Shout out to
you. Everyday
BK. So one of the things we do in our shop, we make t-shirts, we press up t-shirts. We do it for, right now we're working with the DOE, so we have some like really big accounts. Yeah, so.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's the DOE, that's Department of Education.
Yes, Everyday BK.
Because yes. Yeah. Every day, yeah. All day, anywhere, yeah. Everywhere.
Yes. Yes, no. Yes.
So yes. Thank you.
Check her out, Everyday BK.
One of the top chefs.
Yes, she is chefing it up.
Oh yeah, she's chefing it up. She's an amazing.
Isn't she in a contest also? Yes. If I'm not
she's
mistaken.
She's in a contest. She does some amazing. This large and extra large.
Yeah, this one's for me.
She has said to do four.
So. This one is for me. Oh, okay. But nah, I'm not giving them theirs. I got they. We'll hold on to theirs. You want yours now?
I
want
to hold.
You want yours now? Okay. Hey, hold on, cousin. Yeah, I know this is your size. Here you go.
Thank you.
No, hold on. So, yeah, thank come you, on.
Gorilla, huh?
Yes.
Match
every
my
day.
Kicks now, let's match my kicks now, baby.
That's facts. Yeah, it does. It's like the perfect
match. Yeah, right? The perfect match.
Yeah.
So, Ka, we definitely want to say thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. This was great.
And please don't think that you are welcome to come back anytime.
Yeah, afterwards. Like I feel like I have more to say, but I don't know what else. So.
Well, whenever you want to just come through and kick it with us, it's all good.
I'm gonna send some people your way too.
We come in to the shop.
Oh yes, come to the shop. We have our 25th anniversary block parties on July 15th also. So come out for that. We have like mad RSVPs for that.
Okay.
And it's in the Navy Yard.
It's in the Navy Yard.
Yeah.
So we gotta go through the gate.
You have the RSVP.
Okay. So I'm gonna have to check with you so I can get the RSVP.
Yeah. I'm gonna send out.
Okay. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Catch us on the snoop, man.
No place like home.